Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope.
Why don't you come up front?
I'm okay. Come on up front. I'm good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why? What's the difference?
I'm not going to drive you around like I'm your chauffeur. Get in the front seat, all right?
Yeah, you're not driving me around like I'm a chauffeur. With 2 minutes from the rehearsal hall.
And the bulldog.
You know, what kind of person asks another person to drive them around like this? This kind of mentality is what's...
Whoa, what kind of person is so insecure that they have to make somebody move into the front seat so they don't think that they're driving somebody around?
No, the kind of person is so insecure that needs to be driven around in the back seat.
Nothing to do with me being driven
around.
Why don't
you
leave my seat? Go into the front seat.
Because I asked you to sit in the front seat of my car, and it's my car.
None. WGR.
They would have already been there already.
Yes,
you
would have.
Oh, you can't drive with somebody in the back
seat. You're such a baby. You're a grown man baby. You know what? Little baby wants to ride, we'll give little baby a ride.
You know what? Okay? Little baby wants to walk.
No.
Sports Radio 550.
Who is right there, by the way?
The driver.
The driver gets to decide where you sit, where the passenger sits?
Yes.
That's how that should be?
Yes. Non-negotiable.
I'm going to offer you a ride in my car on the condition that you sit where I tell you to sit?
Yeah, sure. I think it's just a part of the social contract. I think it's implied. And if you were walking to a vehicle and getting in it, and there were two of you, no one would get in the back seat on purpose. I'm imagining, I don't know this episode of Curb, but I'm assuming this is a situation where there was another passenger who got out from the front seat, and now the driver is asking Larry to move up front, and he doesn't want to.
I'm not sure. Either way, it's funny. But I think if you're going to offer me a ride, I should get to decide that. I think I would always sit in the front, but my daughter likes to sit in the back seat. She got big enough so that, hey, kids, you want to sit in the front? And I can remember with my sisters growing up, like, arguing about who got to sit in the front seat.
Sure.
Mike got to sit in the front seat 4 days ago, you know, right. So it had to be Betsy's turn or something. But, you know, she was probably right. But my daughter doesn't like to sit up there with me. She doesn't like it. I don't know why. She's got her books in the back. She keeps a couple of books back there. She might have a snack back there. It's probably something that's been there in a long time.
Different rules for kids.
Yeah, different rules for kids. I don't think there's a chauffeur sort of element here when I'm driving my daughter to her friend's house. Or to hockey.
I mean, that's literally what you're doing.
That's right.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not the same thing. No, it's not. It's not like driving an adult around.
She needs me.
The passenger seat empty.
She needs me to give her that ride.
Right.
Larry David. There'd be other ways where he could get to where he's going. He wouldn't need the ride.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. So we've got a story here. Joe just had it. I can feel like Joe has some serious energy for this. The a second NFL helmet. Just came across, like, that starting in 2022, teams can wear a second helmet. Would that, like, I don't know about this. Would that not mean the Standing Buffalo? Is that the same helmet with a different logo?
Now, that they've done because they've been able to do that because it's the same helmet. They'll just switch the decal and they'll switch the stripes. But because it's the same base color helmet, they've been able to pull that off.
So that's not the same thing.
Right.
That's already allowed.
That's already allowed. They've been able to do that because everyone's still wearing the same helmet, even though it's got a different logo on it. That's just the equipment crew switching that up. This would be if they want to wear like if they want to wear a '90s throwback uniform. Like now they can do that because they'll be able to wear a red helmet, which previously they would not have been able to do unless you paint the colors and paint it again.
Is that exciting to you?
Yeah, I want to see. I'm ready to see like some '90s throwback Bills stuff.
It's not that different. The helmet's different. The helmet's different. No, I mean, I know the helmet's a different color, but
right,
the uniform is not that different.
Right. Yeah.
Like you look at the Seahawks, for instance. The Seahawks, it's a totally different uniform. The colors are kind of the same, but the totally different uniform. Those silver pants, they wore the like sort of a lighter blue jersey, green. All different. The helmet's different.
Right. The Seahawks, did the Seahawks always have that green somewhere in the trim or something? Because I never noticed it until they started wearing actual green uniforms.
It's a different green.
Okay.
Yeah, that they have like this new version, neon newer green. Version of it is this highlighter sort of color. That's right.
Right.
But they always had kind of like a grass green or something in there.
Okay.
In their jerseys, yeah.
Am I the only one of the three of us who didn't know that players had to wear the same helmet all year long?
I don't think I knew that, no.
I never had any idea. I might have thought guys go through, like hockey players go through gloves. I don't know. I would have thought you might have quite a few helmets. But
don't they break?
What do I know?
What happens if they break? You're just out of luck?
Well, I assume you get a new one then if there's some malfunction with it.
That's good.
I just didn't know. I mean, I might have thought some guys even change them out at halftime because they get too sweaty. I don't know. I'm an idiot, I guess.
they change them out, and the officials go over there and rub their hands through your hair to make sure there's no sticky stuff in it. No, that's baseball.
Yes, yes, right.
Is the red helmet, so you're like you're saying, Joe, you're ready for it.
Yeah.
Is that, when we talked about the Sabre uniforms, like that felt more intense. There's a age group. There's a fan, you know, group around Joe's age. You might be like the perfect age for this at 26, where like I want to see them play in those black uniforms, like that new a different logo too, of course, like a whole different look. I don't know. I just don't think about that with the Bills. I don't think about that with the helmets. So how do they compare? How do the red helmets compare with like the black Sabre jerseys as a thing you would like to see back?
I mean, it's not as intense, for sure.
You'd like it, but you don't need it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I stand. Like, I like it, and I think if you throw it in there, you know, as a like how they do it with the Standing Buffalo, like couple games a year, the red jersey, same thing, like one game a year. Those uniforms usually get. If you just sub out the red uniforms for, all right, now we're wearing the jerseys that you saw Jim Kelly wear. Like, I'm already seeing mock-ups of Josh Allen in, like, the 90s Bills uniform. And, like, something about it just does look different.
How are
it's
they
not
different?
A big change.
Is it a different shade?
The collar maybe is the biggest difference.
Okay.
The shade, yeah, maybe is a little bit brighter. It could just also be the rendition that I'm looking at makes it look that way.
Right, yeah. I do feel like the Bills blue that they're wearing now, like the regular blue, is lighter than the blue from the 90s. That, and I'm not looking at anything right now, but like that's I feel like that's right. Like the Kelly Bills, the 90s Bills, was more of a deeper blue than like the lighter blue that they wear now, but that I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
But that's how I recollect, and I don't know. Like, I definitely don't feel as strongly about the football uniform as the hockey uniform. And I think we know that. I think fans generally are like that. I mean, I the thing with the Sabre uniforms going back to, you know, 96, if you were there for that, and then, you know, 10 years later again. I mean, that was. People were fanatical about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bonkers. And the Bills, like, I didn't like the Bledsoe jerseys, especially the road ones. The home ones I did not like either, but the road ones really bothered me. I think pretty much with the Bills, as long as you stay away from that, I'm fine.
Will you know, that someday be popular? Is that popular? Is there also a group of fans that want to see the Bills wear the uniforms they wore when like Josh Reed was on the team?
Man, I have never ever felt like there was any support for that uniform. It felt to me like everybody was really happy when they went away.
So there is a limit to this.
Yeah,
you're saying
so.
It's not just automatic that a uniform from like what 15 years ago, as you get older, you become nostalgic for it and want to see it. It's not automatic.
Right.
The Islanders fishermen.
Right. Yeah. No.
Nobody wanted that. Nobody.
I I really don't think so. No, I don't.
Okay.
Nobody would want.
That's a good question. Nobody would want that. The Bledsoe. It's the Bledsoe uniform, right? I don't need to try to get cute with Josh Reed.
I just think drought uniform, but yeah.
It's the Bledsoe uniform. And then when did they get out of that?
11.
Fitz.
2011.
Fitz wore it, but then he also wore something else. No?
He wore the...
EJ Manuel didn't wear that dark blue.
No, Fitz wore both.
Fitz wore both?
Yep.
So you're talking
09 and 10, and then the couple years that he was better and he was the starter.
10 years.
The lighter blue.
10 years with that dark blue, about, give or take. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants that. Are we all on the same page? Can we finally all agree? Are we really that divided if we can all agree on nobody wants that? In 5 years, somebody's going to want that. I think it has to happen.
Who's
who?
I mean, because
Corey Griswold. I don't know who. Somebody's going to want that.
Because the argument I've always made for the red and black is that we grew up with it, but they had two amazing teams in those colors. When you think of those jerseys, it's thinking winning.
And the crowd's going
winning.
Crazy.
Right. What it's synonymous. Whereas, what do you think of when you think of those dark blue jerseys?
I hope you're really asking.
Yeah, what's the
answer? Do you really think of? I think of a loss to the Patriots, and it's really cold.
Sadness is really all. It's just sadness.
I think of Terrell Owens.
I just think of sadness. Yeah, sure.
Right?
That also, to me, represents sadness.
Sadness. I think of Terrell Owens celebrating some meaningless touchdown, probably. That's what I think of.
Not a great era. No.
All right. Well, that's that. I want to say time will tell. Maybe it's time for that to be told right now. I don't sense that, but red helmets, though. We want that. I'm not going to stand in the way. Whatever.
Sure, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, yeah, as long as you don't attach the red helmets to that train wreck Bledsoe jersey, fine.
I think it's a bigger deal, I think, with other teams. My brother, I think the reason I knew the one helmet rule is my brother, who's an Eagles fan, has badly wanted to see them wearing the lighter Kelly green for a long time, and they haven't been able to do it. Buccaneers fans are already out here with the orange, the creamsicles, white helmets. Denver is the team.
Denver.
I can't believe they haven't gone back to that full time yet. But yeah, they need to wear those.
Yeah, their uniform is just completely meaningless, irrelevant. Just like the team.
It's the worst.
Just like the team. But that had a place in your mind. That orange, the Elway. Well, Elway wore the other one too. But yeah, I agree with that. I always said my favorite Bills uniform was white jersey, blue pants. O.J. Simpson, who I did not watch play, but highlights of O.J. Simpson wearing, in road games, wearing white on top of blue. That was my favorite. With white helmets, that was always my favorite look for the Bills. I think that's changed, though. I like, more recently, my favorite Bills uniform is all white. White helmets, white everything.
Yeah. I like everything they have been doing since they ditched the Bledsoe era uniforms, with the exception of the color. I'm not offended by the color edge. It doesn't make me mad. But when they wear all red, or even when they wear all blue, that's not a look that I really like. I get that it's popular, and I'll bet a lot of people like it. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. Maybe the players even really like it. It's just not a look I like. I'd rather have all white, which I also like, or... like you said, white top blue pants, or even blue top white pants, fine. But the all blue or all red, I'm not nuts about that. Mm-hmm. I'm being polite. I hate it.
Wow. Now we have a show.
It just does not work for me at all. But whatever. I mean, what am I going to do? Stop watching the team?
Yes, that's boycott. If you're not boycotting, you're not that
right.
You don't mind that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turn it off.
But I love, all caps, love. Put a space between the L, the O, the V, and the E. Love the current uniform, the look of the uniform. I just think it looks fantastic. The color of the blue, the white, the red, it just looks great, I think.
Is there any room for a new idea? Does it have to be an old idea? I can wear two different helmets. Does it have to be something from the past? No. I could come up with something new, right?
Sure.
What do you got?
I don't know yet.
like colors, logos.
There is one more Bills look from the past that they've never used, and that's what they wore in their first year. Silver and blue.
Silver, yeah.
Silver and light blue. So a silver helmet with the number on it. The Bills wore in 1960. Silver helmet and then like a light blue jersey because they're supposed to look like the Lions. Ralph Wilson's new team was to look like the Lions, but they changed it like the second year. Did you not know that?
Because who wants to look like the Lions?
Because they look like the Lions.
Because in 1960, they knew that that team would win one playoff game in like 60 years. So they were quick to get out of it. They had a hunch. They did not want to look like the Lions anymore. That'd be kind of interesting, right? I don't see any pictures of Josh Allen wearing that uniform today yet. Maybe we'll get them. There's a lot of people out there who like to fool around with that.
I'm always game for something new. Because you try it and it doesn't work, then you just, you know, throw a blue helmet in there. Let's see what happens.
A blue helmet.
Yeah.
Right.
That might not work the logo as well, because the logo is blue. But maybe if you change the logo
you can
around,
color
make it
the
red.
Logo, change the colors of the logo. I mean, you can make the blue in the logo red instead and offset it, and that might work.
That's right.
I just want more uniforms. The NBA does, like, their City Edition night, and, like, they have, like, 10 of these. But, like, let's do a City Edition uniform for this season with, like, the Buffalo flag or something on it. Like, just try stuff.
Ooh, the City of Buffalo flag. That's an idea.
Does Orchard Park have a flag? It would seem more appropriate.
That's a good question. I don't know.
But I like both of those ideas. And I even just sight unseen. Maybe Orchard Park does have a flag, and I'm going to say already, without even looking at it, that could be good. They probably don't have a flag, though.
I think they have a seal.
Which you could easily make into a flag.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely a seal because.
Definitely a seal.
There was
Grand
one,
Island
like,
would have
on
a seal.
High school,
but
think,
not a flag.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. You went there.
Yeah.
You were a Quaker.
I was a Quaker. You could use the Quaker logo.
That's
too far.
Too far. Yeah, that I don't want to use high school logos, no. You know, right? That just gets confusing, Joe. Nick is on WGR. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Fine.
Nick. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to weigh in on the jersey thing because I'm in the minority here. I love the Bledsoe drought jerseys there.
All right.
It's actually my favorite jersey to use when I play in Madden.
All right. See, Bulldog? Nick.
Well, Nick, you're wrong.
Nick, you're not allowed to like that jersey, we think, or Bulldog.
This is no, you're not allowed to like this jersey. It's non-negotiable. No, what is wrong with you?
Yes.
That's what I want to
ask. There's a light blue.
I grew up in the drought, so for me, it's just the jersey that I think of the most when I think of the Bills.
That's what they wore when you were first a fan.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's right. All right, Nick.
Yep. That's what you were asking. Like, is there somebody out there? No, there's Nick.
Yeah. Automatic. Right. It was 10 years. It wasn't
on the board.
1 year. You know, it was pretty good length of time. They did win 6-7 games a year. Right? Like almost half. They won almost half their games most of those years. It wasn't like it was just the worst ever. It just was the same all the time. That's what bothered me. It bothered me that it was just the same. They could not
figure out.
They looked
terrible. They were terrible. Everything was terrible. I hated every minute of it.
There was a light blue stripe on that uniform, right? Didn't they have a light blue stripe?
Of course. Yeah, and it looks terrible.
There were like three different shades of blue on the away jerseys. And sometimes there were different like shades of blue on like, or there was like different concepts on the different players' jerseys. If you go back and watch that.
It's like hurting, my eyes just hearing you talk about it.
Some of the jerseys had armpits.
I'm squinting over here.
Yeah, some of the jerseys had, like, armpits and some didn't. Like, go watch the Terrell Owens.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A 99-yard touchdown against Jacksonville, mm-hmm. and you see Fred Jackson running behind him, and there's a difference in the jerseys. Like, there's red coming down Jackson's, but not T.O.'s. So there's just...
Why is that?
I don't know.
Owens, was that a condition of his signing that he would not have to wear the armpits?
Are you sure about that? That sounds crazy.
I know it sounds. Really? I'll dig it up. I found it like a year ago or something. But
that's how it was all the time for all the teams. If you go back far enough, everybody's lettering was different. Somebody just was sitting down making those jerseys and like not on a machine or anything. And you just would have those variations that were not supposed to be there. The Sabre logo with the
mother sewed the numbers on and stuff or something, probably, because it wasn't, you couldn't go to the, 10 different sporting goods stores or the team store and buy them. They didn't manufacture them like that. That's just how it was. It was a very different time. That's right.
It would have been harder back then to identify the fakes, right? Because there was already like mm-hmm. variation. Look at, we were talking about Rennie Robert yesterday. If you look at pictures of those Sabre teams, every single one of the pictures, the jersey's like a little different. The logo's a little different. The lettering, right? They had that in 75. They had that lettering, which was sort of different with the yellow trim, light blue. And then other years, they looked a little different. In 75, I think the thing is that they only wore names on their jerseys when the games were on TV. So they didn't even have, like in the... Was it maybe the game six? Whatever games weren't on TV, I don't know which ones. But some games that year, you watch them, and there's no name on the back of the jersey because, like, I don't know, it wasn't on NBC or something. So there are all kinds of differences back then. But now everything's got to be, perfect. That's the difference. By the way, when we were talking to Nick before, we were getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Schenick and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Here is Nathan. Hello, Nathan. Nathan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're okay. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh. Something about the Bills helmets. I specifically like, I don't know what era they're from. I think it's the Jeff Wright era, but the red helmets with the blue face mask.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right, isn't it? Like the 80s, maybe, before Jeff Wright. Maybe? 80s, yeah, they have a blue face mask? Bruce Matheson?
Yeah, I think so. Like Chuck Knox, maybe? Or is that maybe after that? Yeah,
Knox
yeah.
was never okay. here for yeah. red helmets. But,
right, okay.
Yeah, I think Nathan's right. Like, in the worst Bills teams ever might have had that that look. Do we want that? Do we care about that?
Mask.
What was it last year? They had a thing where the face mask was a different color, and I had no idea.
They were going to go white. Yeah, right.
Never even noticed it.
It's going to be white. I'm like, I don't know. Okay, fine. I mean, I like it, but it's not.
I could not have told you what the color of the face mask was before that day.
Right.
No, they're going to that full time. I'm very pumped up about that.
White face masks?
Yeah.
Full time. Yeah.
All right.
It does look good, but it's just not something that, I think we talked about this last year. Like, it's not something I ever had thought about one time, really, ever. It looks fine. I mean, I like it. So good. But
Which team would we rather see wear a red jersey again, the Sabres or the Bills? The Bills have a red jersey.
Sabres.
I don't need to ever see them wear red again.
Either team.
No. I mean, I know the Bills are going to do it. I mean, that color rush jersey is in rotation, so there's no getting away from it. I don't need the Sabres to bring back the red hot Friday night jerseys.
Friday nights.
They did use that logo for the alternate this year, and that was, fine. But if they were going to do something from that era, the Joe era, the black is, I'm game for that. The red, just get out of here with the red.
I agree with
you. You don't wear red.
Yeah. If you do it, go with the black or even the away over the red. You just kind of wore it.
Okay. Good stuff. Speaking of important
red
topics.
Fridays.
Speaking of important topics. I looked into where nachos came from.
Oh yeah?
Yes. You will laugh when you hear who gets the credit for nachos being in every stadium, like how that started. I've got at least one version of that story that might be right.
I hope it's the Earl of Bud.
Stay tuned and find out if the Earl of Bud is responsible for how there are nachos in every sports facility in the world. It might be him. I happen to know. Coming up later, Ben Wagner will talk about the Blue Jays. They have a red jersey, I think. The Blue Jays are back. Speaking of Buffalo sports teams, they have the Orioles tonight, four games downtown. And Sal Capaccio will join us as well later on. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. You can reach us at 803-0550. I also have the odds on the Bills finishing in each position in the AFC East standings. So we'll give you that.
This email, and you know what I did with it?
You deleted it.
I deleted it because I thought you might want to talk about it.
Yes.
I like not knowing.
I have that for you.
I did not look at it. I could access it. It's in my trash folder probably. But
please don't. What are the odds of the Bills finishing last, for instance? That's a number. We'll be back after this break here on WGR.
It's so hard to tell with a rookie quarterback, any rookie quarterback in any city with any team. You don't know if any of these guys can do it as far as succeeding on the NFL level until they show they can read defenses. They have good pocket presence. In college, receivers are so wide open on a regular basis. The windows are a lot smaller in the NFL. So until these guys show they can do it, it's impossible. And I would say even the best GM or quarterback guru in the league, it's impossible to know whether they can do it or not. So if the quarterback, Zach Wilson, is everything they think he potentially could be, that's a scenario where he could go 9-7, 8-8, even in his rookie year, because I think he's wise beyond his years. He's a guy that played in a similar system in college. There are some earmarks that he could be pretty good.
I like that point, that logic from Dan Leberfeld, our guest back on Tuesday, I believe. Check out any of our old conversations that you might have missed on the morning show too, as well. The morning show at Odyssey on the app Odyssey. Wow, where is my head? That was not that hard. Use the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or go to WGR550.com. I'm not even like thinking of something else right now when I struggle through that. No excuse for it.
No, you weren't distracted by him getting the number of games they're going to play wrong.
Oh, no. I was on Tuesday. I thought of that. But no, I did not think of that this time. I don't know where my head was just now. Nowhere good. All right. Here's Rob with us. Hello, Rob.
Oh, hey, guys. You there?
Yep.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. You doing well? I hope everybody's safe and healthy.
Same to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So full disclaimer, I'm a Leafs fan, but when you're talking about jerseys, when I think about the Sabres, I think about the light blue with the yellow trim. Like, it was sharp and unique, and I don't know. It's something that just strikes me.
The one they wore this year once in a while?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the Bills, I mean, the classic early 90s, I guess I'm bordering on 40, so you know, when I think of Bruce Smith or Jim Kelly or Reed or what have you, I think back to those. I mean, the dark jerseys, those are the dark ages, I suppose, sometimes. I got a Willis McGahee sitting in collecting dust. When it comes to nachos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The stadiums, it's an absolute must. It's that guilty pleasure that when you go to the stadium, you can actually taste it before you even like go through the gate.
Yes. Yeah. No one here is arguing that nachos aren't good. We're not talking about whether nachos are good. Yesterday, thank you for the call. Yesterday, it came up that, like, Bulldog and I both seem to remember, like, when it started, nachos at the stadium.
Right.
And 80s, right?
Mid-80s at the odd. Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. And according to a story I read, that would be about right time-wise. So, as you might expect, Mexico, Texas, you would have nachos. There were different reasons for how they were named that I will not go into, but it's nothing, you know, amazing or awesome or controversial. So you have nachos, and that they were served at Cowboys games in 1978. If you Google, when did nachos become popular, big on the screen, you can try it. It says 1978. Specific. Yeah. And it is credited to Howard Cosell, who...
Come on!
In a blowout Cowboys game he was broadcasting for Monday Night Football, not only was talking about how much he was enjoying these nachos, but he started to use nacho as an adjective for a good play. That was a nacho run. He made nacho into good. He repurposed the word. So after that, in some amount of years, you would start to see nachos like everywhere at sporting events. And the Cowboys get the credit, and Howard Cosell, according to this one story. You Google this, you probably find the same link. He had something to
that
do with it.
That is awesome. Yeah, that seems about right that it would have taken about 7 years for the nacho craze to get, if we're right about mid-80s. I got a lot of confirmation on that time frame generally.
Yeah.
Like, from guys our age were like, I remember suddenly, like, in the mid-80s, they had nachos at the odd.
Right.
So, yeah, but Howard Cosell was not who I was expecting there at all. That's
right.
Awesome. So, like, it wasn't his idea to... you know, come up with the, you know, to serve that, but he experienced it and talked about it, and then it caught on.
Yes.
That makes sense. I mean, hell of a platform there on Monday Night Football back in those days, or still today even. So
The nation watched and went, what are these nachos he's talking about? What is that?
So you're telling me you take some plain tortilla chips
mm-hmm.
and drizzle this cheese on them or put some cheese on the side, and like, there you go, that's a snack, okay.
I'll give it a shot. The world responded
nachos,
with, I'll give it a shot.
I think before nachos became popular, I don't think ever in my life I had a plain flavored tortilla chip.
Well, you know, like a corn chip, you would have Fritos. I'm sorry, that's a sore subject,
well,
but that's pretty much
I
the
would,
same thing.
It's
just, you know, flattened out and shaped like a triangle.
Chips because they don't smell like feet, so I don't have any problem with regular
tortilla chips. The seasoning can be different, but it's a corn chip. You were talking about corn chips.
That's right. Yes.
That's not really
but
cheese.
Like Doritos,
either,
like
there, right?
I had Doritos, you know, flavored, you know, nacho cheese Doritos, the OG. Like that was tortilla chips to me. I had never had plain ones until the salsa and nacho craze took hold later in my life.
It really was a craze. It's still going, I believe. Now we have scoops.
Right.
Blue scoops. Chips, blue corn chips, red, green.
Yep. Yep.
Many different varieties of salsa. Love it all. Yes. Love it all.
Bring
that's
it
not
on.
Really cheese, that cheese, right? What is that?
No,
actually?
It's plastic. It's plastic.
It's melted still, orange plastic.
At least 70% plastic, I'm sure.
At least.
Yeah.
You can't be too sure anymore. If you want a question, I saw something about a tuna sandwich at a very popular sub restaurant was examined, whether it was actually tuna. You might want to read about that. Or you might not. You might not. You might not.
right.
Want to read about that. Just know that there are questions.
Better off staying dumb about it, you're telling me?
Well, maybe. Okay. Might be an easier rest of the day. Here is Jeff with us. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Calling from Pennsylvania. I've been a Bills fan my whole life. And this kind of, like, works off your jersey thing. But I'm a huge O.J. Simpson fan. But my friends, when they come into my place, they see I got some posters and some memorabilia of the guy. They might make me feel bad about it. Should I feel bad about being a huge O.J. Simpson fan?
Ooh, should you feel bad? Should you feel bad about it?
Well,
I don't.
Just because of
I get
the
it.
Whole
yes,
thing.
No, I
you
get it.
Like,
yes, yeah, I get it. I'm not confused.
You do not need to explain why people try to make you feel bad about this.
I get, yes,
exactly.
I don't know you.
Football player.
I don't know you well enough to want to say yes. You should feel bad. Like I don't. I'd want to know somebody really well to tell them that about anything. But it does make sense why your friends will question you.
But I'm looking at it as a football player status kind of thing. Like how great. And I mean, when you watch, when I was a kid and watched him, he was phenomenal.
No doubt.
You know, the guy, everybody wanted to be O.J. Simpson. Now nobody wants to be O.J. But you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
So, but they never talk about him in Buffalo. It's like a hush-hush thing, it almost seems like.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know why, right? It's not a mystery to
you.
Well,
we all know why, but even when you watch the highlight, it's like he's totally excluded from there. And the guy, yes, we all understand why.
All right, this is a really interesting phone call for me. Part of the reason why I sort of want to be on your side is I think the bottom line is you don't want to assume you know what people are really like that are playing sports. You know, like you don't know them. Right now with the Bills, we are finding out personal details about players on the team and that they are alienating a lot of their fans, you know, in the process. Not meaning to, but are willing to, right? So I think that there's sort of like a fundamental point about this where you just don't want to assume you're gonna wear a guy's jersey, you're going to glorify that player. Maybe you'd really want to know what kind of guy they are. I mean, maybe you don't want to know at all. Maybe, you, Jeff, you want to separate their real life from their ability on the field. So
yeah, very much so. I mean, I would never want to be like that. You know, it's just such a touchy subject. It's a slippery slope. But if you look at his credentials as a football player,
No one would ever argue that. I mean, I watched him play just like you did, Jeff, and he was my first favorite player. I might even go so far as to say he was one of my, if not my very first sports hero. So I've had, a long time to sit with it, obviously, since 94, 95, and all that. And I'm not as tangled up about it as I used to be. Like, I feel like I can talk about him as a football player without, without feeling terrible about it, but I'm also not going to display the autograph of his that I got when I was 7 years old or have posters up because, it's hard still for me, even after all this time, to separate what happened in his life after, that for what he's most well known for now as, after his football
career. And you've got kids, I've got kids. When you try to explain to your kids, I used to watch him run. He would run away from people. Pittsburgh would set up their whole defense just to stop the guy, and they couldn't do it. You try to explain to your kids and other people like that, and they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm
no,
really
they,
not
they,
crazy.
They are probably not. They shouldn't be confused about that. O.J. Simpson was a great runner. They might not be confused for the reason you think. The Bulldog just went into a speech about it. Nobody's confused about whether O.J. Simpson was great. We all know everybody agrees he was great.
It's irrefutable.
Yeah, but maybe the other person doesn't really put how elusive he was on the field above that he probably murdered people.
Right, exactly.
I told my son, who is 11, that he was not allowed to wear his Deshaun Watson jersey to school. What do you think of that?
What do I think of that? Yeah. I mean, that's your own choice.
Well, you're asking us to tell you whether you should feel bad about liking O.J., so I'm returning the favor. What do you think of me telling my son he could not wear his Watson jersey to school?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of worse things that happen on a day-to-day basis than a jersey, right? So...
All right, you probably wouldn't have told him no. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I would.
I say, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
I say solid parenting there, and Jeff, look, you. I wouldn't tell you to feel bad Because you want to like what you want to like, and but just, you know, you should be prepared, I think, to deal with people maybe wondering, like, what is that all about? Do you, and maybe not being okay with it. But I would never tell you not to like them. That's, you know, that's up to you. I mean, I tried to explain to you where I am on it, and you know, it's still makes me upset that something from my childhood is damaged in that way. You know, and that makes me feel silly because, like, what is that compared to what really happened in his life and to the people, you know, around him that he, you know, just it's, but should you feel bad? No, I wouldn't tell you to feel bad, but I would be prepared to fend off people who might want to make you feel bad. But it's up to you whether you want to take that to heart or not.
Just seems a little bit like maybe Jeff doesn't understand why he's finding this resistance, right? Like, no, he could. Think about it. The Steelers couldn't stop him. Like, okay, correct. Got it. The Steelers couldn't stop him. There's just a little bit more going on here that we should probably talk about. But I really liked that you called with that question. Like, that's interesting. Because I do. On some level, I do sort of think, you want to separate that? Go ahead and separate that. Because anybody who has sports jerseys, you really want to find out everything. You don't want to find out about that tuna sandwich, and you don't want to know. We both have a rack of jerseys in our closets. Like, do I want to go one by one? Like, I can't wear this anymore. I can't wear this anymore. I can't. It's good for me that none of them fits anymore anyway. So I don't have to. I don't have to decide. Because, you know. Yes, interesting subject. All right, thanks again, Jeff. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Schenick and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Here's Letty, wrestling the puck around. Ruda kept it away from Bevilier. Now Bailey over for the Islanders. Now off a giveaway, score! Anthony Bevilier sends the Islanders down to Tampa for Game 7.
Joe, I guess it still could be or could have been the last game played there, even though they won.
I mean, eventually it's got to happen.
Eventually a game played there will be the last one.
Right.
Who do we want to have win the cup? That's Kenny Albert, by the way. One of my favorites. Almost never makes a mistake. Almost never makes a mistake, Kenny Albert.
He's really great. You were quicker. You sort of turned me onto that, and I started paying a little more attention, and he's excellent.
You know what?
A few years ago now.
He was hired, by the way, by TNT to be their lead broadcaster next season.
Right. You know, he has the Bautista bat flip game, by the way, if you ever watched that back. I did recently. Kenny Albert has that game for, like, TBS or something. I don't know who. Fox. I don't know who it is. But he has the call of that game. Who do we want to have win the cup?
Anybody but Vegas.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I will if they were to beat Montreal. They've got a game six in Montreal tonight that they need to win to keep, you know, stay alive. I would root for the Islanders against Vegas. I really struggle with them being so new and so successful. It really bothers me. It's jealousy. All right, I'll just admit it. You have not paid the price. Get out of my hair with being so great. It makes me insane that they're so great. And it doesn't mean I hold it against people who are having fun, enjoying it in Vegas and whatever. Just me in Buffalo, New York. I don't want to see Vegas win anything.
They're like your enemy. Vegas is sort of your enemy. Like, anybody would want to play there. It's perfect. The nicest, the fanciest, the best. Just dropped out of the sky.
Yep.
They got lucky with their roster. They made good decisions, too. Mark Stone, okay, we'll make that work. I mean, I'm both about that. That's why I'm confused by who I want to have win. Like, Montreal seems kind of – what's Montreal then? Like, if Vegas is so non-traditional that it's offensive, that's part of your
yep.
argument.
It's like, really almost all of it, because I don't mind that Vegas has a team. I don't mind all the theatrics and all the stuff, the show they put on. Great. I mean, knock yourself out. I'm envious. Your fans seem to really enjoy the experience. So, you know, good for you. It's just how new they are. So, yeah, Montreal winning would be it'd be weird because I don't think they were that good. good, but they're having a good playoff, and so it would not bother me if they won at all.
Something's pulling me towards the Islanders. It's probably the fan base suffering part of it, that they've gone through it. Tampa has not. Vegas has not. Montreal historically has not. The Islanders have just kind of been down in the dumps like my whole life. So I think they're the team I seem to be rooting for.
It's a hard question.
Yeah. But, like, I'm not watching that game sitting down like, all right, go Islanders. Like, I'm not doing that.
I have a hard time connecting with it. Like, there's a easy, good, and there's an easy argument for or against every team. Like, it's Montreal is sort of old-fashioned, which I like, but I also hate. The Islanders are that too, but I also hate. Like, I sort of just don't even want to acknowledge the Islanders.
And they both play. They both. Yes, if they're playing their game, it's probably not a fun game to watch.
That's right. Then there's Tampa, which won last year. I think with Tampa, for me, it's a matter of how about a team winning two in a row? Like, right. that's a legitimately good team if you're going to win two in a row. Almost right. a lot of teams can do what Montreal's doing. Like, we've had it with the Sabres, just mediocre teams that the goalie's great at the time, and they win. Like, that isn't that impressive to me. I don't really want to watch that.
Right. If Tampa were to win, I would not be upset about that. I like the two in a row thing. The only thing maybe counting against them is the circumvention of the cap with the injury stuff that they pulled.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that.
It was okay. It was allowed, so good for you, but it just seems kind of
it seemed dirty.
Be allowed, I guess. It's
Joe, are you?
It seems not right.
Are you going to say with a straight face that you don't respect that?
No.
Sneaky Joe?
No,
like,
I would totally do what
they did.
I'm not sure I would say I respect it. I love it.
Love it.
For sure.
NHL, it's stupid ignorance when it comes to setting up these rules. They rebuilt the whole thing, and the Blackhawks walked in right away. I'm like, all right, we're going to sign Marian Hossa to this monstrous contract. They're really not going to take seriously in like 2 years. Just, you know, the way that they forget or just don't think of obvious things and blow it, I think that's funny. I commend the teams. And, of course, I mean, when have the Sabres ever been this team? But I commend the teams that have been smart enough to figure out, within the rules, ways to game hockey.
They didn't really even really try to hide it that much. I mean, Kucherov was practicing with them over a month before he returned to action. And they were just like, oh, no, well, he's not ready yet. He's still a ways away.
Right.
But he's been practicing for 4 weeks. Yeah. Like,
ready equates to we don't have the room to do this until the season is over. Right?
And our fans don't even care if we tell you the truth in press conferences. Because anybody who calls us out on it as a team, the fans sort of gang up on that person. Like, oh, why would you let them? Don't you understand? It's about winning. Why don't you love them? Why would you do that? You know, we've all dealt with that. So the team has no obligation to tell the truth when talking about injured players. They don't even tell you what the injury is anyway.
I would rank the four remaining teams, my desire to see them win the cup, I would rank them Montreal 1, Tampa 2, Islanders 3, Vegas 20th. I mean, whatever. There's only four. They're last.
They're fifth out of four.
They're the only one that will really make me mad.
All right, I'm with you. Go Habs. If you guys think of anything else for this later, I like this topic too. It's kind of hard to figure that one out, I think. Ben Wagner coming up next, and we'll check in with Jeremy on his 100 holes of golf outing today for charity. That'll be both conversations coming your way next hour. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.